This week's Nashville's Best Deal of the Week is for Bavarian Beer House at Opry Mills. Bavarian Beer House, Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, is a place full of fun, food, music, and the most importantly, the beer. Enjoy traditional German bratwurst, schnitzel, giant pretzels, and more. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to get a $50 gift card or for $25 only. Bavarian Beer House, while supplies last.
Well, turn my microphone on there. Thanks.
It works. We call that a Joe Rexroad around
works
here.
Works that well, doesn't it? All right, tonight, big football game out in Hendersonville tonight. It's the Bishop's Cup. Pope John Paul hosting Father Ryan. We are honored to be joined by head football coach at Father Ryan, Brian Rector. Coach, good morning to you. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, for those who know, tell us how important this Bishop's Cup is, not only for your school, but for Pope John Paul and for everybody around.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have schools of like values and faith systems, both diocesan schools, over time, quite the rivalry has been created. This means something. There's no question about it. These things exist all over the country at various different levels. And for high school and for Middle Tennessee and for folks that follow, of course, the two football teams. This is it's pretty much it every year. So we're excited to get it going.
And what's it like for your team? Because there's every year you guys play, it's just a huge crowd out there, and it's got to make the kids feel good that so many people are out to support them on a Friday night.
Yeah, and of course I didn't mention that in my previous answer, but you're exactly right, Joe. These type of rivalry games that exist, they're just different because of the atmosphere. The fan bases matter, the bands, everything. It matters. The parents, the alumni especially, as well. And as coaches, we recognize that. As administrators, they recognize that. And it's just such a great atmosphere, to be honest. It's exactly what every high school kid that plays or that attends one of these schools will remember for the rest of their lives.
Here comes a great football question for a coach. Last week you guys had a great opening game. Pope John Paul did not have a good opening week one. Does that matter?
No, week one doesn't matter a bit. All that matters is this week. So, obviously, you know, we feel good about our result. I'm sure Coach Snead doesn't feel good about his result. But at the end of the day, zero of that matters as we kick off tonight at 7:30.
So, Coach, I got a quick question for you here. You know, Pope John Paul has been a really good program for the last couple years, but it seems maybe this season they might be on a little bit of a rebuilding year. They lost a lot of really good seniors last season. They had a big-time quarterback, Kenny Minchie, and now they're kind of in a bit of a transitional period. It seems as if you all are the favorites going into this matchup tonight, but what are you telling your guys to keep them motivated to go out and get a win tonight against a big rivalry in a big game?
Well, you know, that's a great question, but I'll say this. If you have to say something to motivate kids on the team to play, regardless of what happened, that's what we're at. I haven't had to tell them anything, to be quite honest with you. They know. We all know. Every kid at Pope knows. So there's where they may be or where we may be and where we were or where they were. None of that matters a bit. All that matters is what we've got to do tonight, and motivation is pretty much self-contained, quite frankly.
So who's a kid on the team for you this year that you're looking to have a breakout game this season? And not only in this game alone, but who's somebody to look out for guys going out to the game tonight?
Well, there's a few that really stand out for us that have been stalwarts, not just last year, but of course in the preseason and in the first quarterback Jack Mills as a slot receiver, Max Kidd at left tackle, Walter at right tackle, Jacob Ollis is our center. You know, these are guys that have a ton. Jeep Jordan and Stevie McAdoo at outside backer, Caden Onku at corner, and then we have two, you know, really good. I feel like we have two safeties that are really going to come into our own this season in Cat Hagen and Alan Bryan, and then we have Jalen Jackson at corner. So we're hoping that a bunch of them step up. And really, one I didn't mention yet, but one of our better defensive players at defensive tackle is Makai Collins, who played a lot last year. So I hope there's a lot of names that people will notice by the time, not just tonight, but the rest of the season comes to fruition.
Well, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. Coach, I know you're busy. You're about to give a test or something here in a little bit. So thanks for the time. And I'll see you at the game tonight. I'll be out there covering for Fox 17. So, Coach, hope to talk to you before the game. Hey, as always, thank you for what you do. You always come on. You always help out. You're always visible for us from the program to talk high school football. We love it, Coach. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. See you later on.
All right. Brian Rector, head football coach at Father Ryan. Sounds like some Pope John Paul people trying to get in on his cell phone there and trying to take it down where you couldn't hear him well.
Yeah. They
like just a little wiretapping action.
Something going on.
Blocking the coverage there.
It was. You talked to him about that.
I'll say this. The Bishop's Cup is probably one of the more perennial games of the season.
Now did you go to Ryan?
I did. Yeah, I was a part of the whole Bishop's Cup rivalry.
What year did you graduate?
17. So it was my senior year when Rector took over. We lost my senior year. So he hasn't won it since, besides beating them in the second round of the state championship.
I didn't know that. He's lost the Bishop's Cup?
I believe so. The last time that I've looked at all the information, it's been God knows how long, but 6-7 years.
Oh, boy, he'd love to win. Because Pope had a bad opening week one, and Ryan had a really good
50-3 versus John Overton.
Yep. So I remember last year going to Pope.
I get nervous when people point at me.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
You point at me.
No, I give you other hand signals.
You're a liar. Either way, I went to a Pope game last year when they played Baylor, and it was supposed to be a huge matchup with Kenny Minchie. And so Kenny Minchie went down with an injury the week before, so the whole Whit Muschamp versus Kenny Minchie didn't end up happening, and they started a freshman quarterback by the name of Sebastian Nelson. And the kid had a lot of heart. But just couldn't get it done. I wonder if he is the starter this year going up in this big
game. We'll find out
maybe
tonight
how he's kind of progressed going in. Because, like I said, kid showed a ton of heart last year. But he was super small. You know, obviously a freshman going up against at the varsity level is always hard to get that call the week before. So I think it's going to be an interesting game. Anytime a rivalry game, it doesn't matter what happened the week before. You know, we talked about how, you know, Pope had a bad game last week and Ryan had a good one. But, you know, when it's a rivalry game like this and everything's on the line,
everything is on the line tonight because it's the next game. That's what's important because it's the next game that's happening.
Every week you're 1-0.
Every week. You try to be 1-0, right? That's the whole goal of all that.
But honestly, this is a great week for high school football in Middle Tennessee. I mean, I'm seeing Brentwood Academy at Brentwood. Did you go to the Brentwood Academy game?
Did not.
This past Saturday against CPA?
But I'll be at the Bishop's Cup tonight because we're helping out Fox 17. Make sure you tune in tonight, Fox 17, and watch me on there because I'll give you a shout-out.
Well, I got the two TVs set up, so I'll have the Titans game, and then I'll have Big Joe on the go just right in front of my
face. About 9:40 tonight. I'll be at the Bishop's Cup game tonight, so make sure you watch. I love high school football. It's just – it's pure. It's fun. It's just so much life lessons being built, you know, every Friday night. Plus, it's going to be 1,000 degrees. So,
especially around here in Middle Tennessee, the talent is everywhere. Go out to a game. Yes. Enjoy it. Bring your family. Bring your friends. High school football is back. Week 0 of college football kicks off tomorrow. Again, we brought it up numerous times. Make sure to tune in to Vanderbilt versus Hawaii. That kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 right here on 102.5 and 106.3. The game. Big Joe.
Are we done? Where's the shut-up music?
We are
all
done.
It's not quite there yet. Okay. I will say, hey, Big Joe, make sure you bring your mustard packets. We got a party going on back here. Mustard packets and pickle juice.
For?
Cramps. Can't have the cramps.
I'm in shape, man. I'm in good shape.
Joe likes to run the sidelines to get all the up and close.
I run covers. During, like, commercial timeouts. I run sprints on the field. So
they have to block off the track. You know, the band has to get in the way just so he doesn't, you know, take laps.
I mean, it's just got to be part of what's going on out there. Perpetually.
Joe, I'll be tuned in tonight. I better be seeing some sprints back and forth.
You will. I'm going to sprint after this segment this morning out back here at the radio station and do a few things.
Absolutely.
Oh, there we are. There's the shut up music.
But appreciate doing the show with you
today.
Thanks,
brother.
Big Joe, is always great to do this stuff with you. Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3 of the game. Caroline Willie and D. Mace is coming up next.